to my hunter. It has been a long year since our last encounter. At first, I would spend my days cleaning up the mess you made of my study, lost in thought as I wondered if it was all a dream. I've not dreamed in centuries, you know. I can't even remember what it was like. I could only assume that my mind would struggle to conjure up a sight quite like you. Beneath me, essence flowing from you, calling out to me. Your body sang for me, and mine for you. And it is that melody that haunts me. You haunt me. The scurrying feet of every rat beneath the floorboards leaves me feeling something I'd long forgotten. Hope. Hope that you were just around the corner. Whether you'd return to drive a stake through my heart or to grace me with your kiss once again. I'd be happy either way if it meant I could feel your touch again. After seeing to the mending of my estate, I was left with the weight of time on my shoulders. No longer did I have the benefit of the damage you left behind to remind me of your presence. I would watch the hands of the clock tick, the hours becoming a blur as I measured time by the memory of your racing heart. I do not know if you look back on our night as fondly as I do. This request is a selfish one, and for that, I apologize. I have pulled what strings I could to ensure that this letter finds you, so that I may ask for one more night with you. One last dance. If you feel even an ounce of regret, if you wish to be rid of the memories that I so cherish, please, finish the job. End me. I cannot bear another year of knowing that I am to live an eternity without the kindness of your touch. I would rather burn in a lake of fire, damned for the two curses housed within my chest. One, this existence as a lord of the night. The other, for the sickness you've riddled me with. Lust, puzzling me in ways that make me believe it is love. Return to me on our anniversary, and let us bring an end to this together. Please. You came. Follow. I suppose it was too much to hope for a moonlit evening. The weather is always dreadful this time of year. Come. Join me by the fire. I'm sorry. I thought I'd have much more to say in this moment. But I wasn't sure if I should expect a fight. and I wasn't sure if you were ever really there in the first place. Maybe I'd gone mad. But finally, maybe you were truly a ghost haunting me. Clearly, I don't think a ghost would be quite as drenched as you are. Would you like a change of clothes? A bath? A glass of wine, perhaps? Or to be held, is it? Of course. Of course I can do that. You are not easy to track down, you know. I imagine that was never the case, but you've been on the run, haven't you? Ah. A falling out with your legion of hunters, I can't imagine that has anything to do with our last encounter, does it? I was worried about that. And other things. Did my letter not express it well enough? Or are you trying to see if a dead man can blush? Well, aren't you clever? But you haven't forgotten that I've still got enough blood flowing in these cold veins to perform whatever function I deem necessary. Have you? Oh. It's very good to laugh again. And to hold you again. Hunter, you could have come here, you know. I would have dealt with anyone who followed you. Of course. It's rarely that simple. Come with me. Let me dry you off and put you into something comfortable. You do realize I was offering to help with the process. I didn't exactly expect to be waiting in the hallway. I suppose it could be worse. You could be trying to kill me. Though I don't think I'd be complaining. In fact, there is a certain rush that came along with watching you work so hard to achieve so very little. Oh, I'm sure. You would have gotten me eventually. Absolutely. And now? Well, if that's what you wanted, you should have let me in. I'd have stripped bare and given you a clear shot. Crossbow bolt? Or something more personal? Your dagger? As you lay me down on the bed and watched me wither away beneath you. I could think of worse ways to go. Did I mean what, exactly? Oh, yes. If I can't have you, I would much rather have you shut my eyes forever. That way, I might have a moment's rest from the thought of you. I'm not suited for all of this.
all of this wanting. But we have the night. I've prepared a date, I suppose. I've not done this sort of thing before. But I hope you'll know that I put a great deal of thought into this. Into you. Isn't it obvious, Hunter?
As you lay beneath me, clinging to life, unsure if you had laid your burden down for one last time, unsure if you were going to let the light fade from you, we both made a decision. To live. To stay. But I was under the impression that I might have you, at least for a while. It seems that my heart was not prepared for what this farce of a life might look like with the knowledge that something as beautiful as you exists in a world I've grown so tired of. If I cannot have that warmth, I simply cannot continue. You've chosen brilliantly, might I add. The attire, I mean. Oh no. No night clothes yet. Tonight, we dance. To an evening of good company. What? Yes, it's wine. I'm not going to make you drink blood. What kind of vampire do you take me for? Some sort of prankster? No. If I'm drinking any blood tonight, it'll not be from a cup. Oh, patience, Hunter. There'll be time for that later. And if I told you I've danced with nobles and their monarchs, would you believe me? Better than your two left feet. You're more graceful when you're trying to kill me. Perhaps you'd like to draw that knife you've tucked away rather than keep your hands upon me? Oh, no sense in getting flustered now. You underestimate the damage your touch alone can do. Well, you're the one who cursed me to a year of lamenting that I ever let you walk out my door. I'd crawl across 1,000 blades before I let you leave me again. Hold you here against your will. You don't seem unwilling to be held at the moment. Do you expect that sentiment to shift come dawn? The storm has passed. Come. Join me on the balcony. Our night together has been remarkable. But I find myself anxious. Oh, it's nerve-wracking. How is it I've let you take such a hold on me? Was this your plan all along? Well, no, I don't think you're that clever. But not for a lack of wit. I don't believe anyone is clever enough to anticipate when something like this might find them. Well, it's hard to say what this is. It all feels like a dream. And I know I have to wake at some point. I can't linger like this, praying to dead gods that you might return to me in another year. This eternity I'm cursed to is difficult enough as it is. I'm not equipped to deal with all of these feelings. The longing, the yearning. It's pathetic. But the reward is so very sweet. Yes, I would very much like to kiss you, darling. Would you grace me with your lips once more? Stay. Please stay with me. Are you aiming to make me beg? To kneel at your feet like a dog? Or worse, a man of the cloth praying to his god? I wonder, will my prayers also be greeted in silence? There you are. You want more, don't you? Finally, you crack. You remember that sensation, don't you? The way I filled your cup until it overflowed with our lust. Do you want it? Where? Here? On the balcony? Oh, I was wrong about you. There's nothing holy here at all. You're a demon.